Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that sits right at the heart of drum and bass, a sequence jungle breakbeat with timeless roller momentum, using only Ableton Live 12 stock tools. And I want to be clear about the goal here. We are not just making a loop, we're making a break that behaves like a performance. Something with push, breath, ghost movement, and enough attitude to carry an entire 8-bar section without falling flat. The bass line might be the headline in a lot of tracks, but in a great roller, the drums are what keep the whole thing alive. So think in drum sentences, not just patterns. Every bar should say something. Every 2-bar phrase should answer a question. Where's the tension? Where's the release? Where's the little surprise that makes the listener lean forward? First, choose the right break, not the cleanest one, not the most perfect one, but the one with movement. You want a break with real transient character, ghost detail, and some human wobble in the timing. Think Amen style material, think Hot Pants, Apache, or any break that has that classic chatter in the hats and a snare with some attitude. Drag the audio break into an audio track and warp it to the project tempo if needed. For this style, beats mode is usually your friend, because it keeps the punch intact. Complex can smooth things out too much, which is usually not what you want for raw jungle energy. If the break is already close to tempo, don't overwarp it. A lot of the magic lives in the natural micro-variation. Here's a good teacher trick. Duplicate the break to a second track and make a slightly different version. You can warp it a little differently, or slice it another way. That gives you a second texture, later for ghost reinforcement, alternate fills, or little moments where you want the groove to shift without sounding like a brand new loop. Now slice the break to a new MIDI track. In Ableton, right-click and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use transient-based slicing if the source is detailed, or a sensible 1/16 division if you want a cleaner performance grid. What you get is a drum rack, and now the break becomes playable. This is where the mindset changes. Don't think, I have a break loop. Think, I have a drum kit made of history. Audition the slices and identify the important pieces. Find the main snare, the ghost snare, the kick, the hat ticks, and any useful tail or lead-in slice. If there's a chop with a nice reverse feel or a noisy pickup, keep that in your back pocket. Inside the drum rack, separate the important roles. Put the kick and main snare where you can control them easily. Keep ghost hits on their own chain if you can, because ghost notes usually need different processing from the main hits. They should live a little darker, a little smaller, and a little more in the background. If a slice is too long, tame it with simpler. Shorten the release, tighten the decay, and stop the tail from smearing into the next hit. For main snares, a release somewhere around 40 to 120 milliseconds is often a useful starting point if you want punch. For ghost notes, keep them softer, usually 6 to 12 dB lower than the main snare. And if the kick is blooming too much into the next subdivision, trim it until the low end stays clean. Now build the core 2-bar phrase, and let the snare be the anchor. In jungle and rollers, the snare is often the gravity point. It's where the listener resets their ears, so the rest of the break can orbit around it. Start by placing the main snare on the classic backbeat positions. Then add ghost notes before or after those hits. Don't overdo it. A couple of well-placed ghosts will do more for the groove than a wall of tiny notes. Use 1/16 and 1/32 placements only, when they really push the energy forward. And leave gaps. Those gaps are not empty space. They're where the bass line gets to speak. A strong starting shape is to make bar 1 feel like the setup, and bar 2 feel like the reply. Bar 1 can have a strong backbeat with a pickup ghost leading into the snare. Bar 2 can keep the backbone, but add a little more top-end chatter, maybe a small turnaround hit near the end. That contrast is what keeps the phrase moving. Velocity matters a lot here. If every note is the same, the groove loses its life. Make the main snare hit with authority. Let the ghosts sit lower. Let the hats and fragments vary. In Ableton Live 12, you can do this manually or use the MIDI transform tools to introduce subtle variation. Sometimes just nudging a ghost note a few milliseconds earlier or later will make the whole groove feel more human than adding extra hits ever could. And that micro timing point is huge. In this style, movement often comes more from placement than from note count. So before you add more slices, try moving what you already have. Push one ghost slightly early. Let one hat sit a touch late. See how the groove changes. That's where the roller starts to feel alive. Next, layer for impact, but keep the break character in front. The break is the identity. The layer is only there to reinforce weak spots. So if the kick needs more consistency, add a short punchy kick underneath. If the snare needs more presence, add a crisp snare or rim layer. But don't replace the original break personality. For the kick layer, Keep it tight and controlled. If it has too much low-end overlap, high-pass it and let the sub own the deepest range. For the snare layer, give it just enough body to help the main hit cut through. A little EQ8 cleanup below around 120 Hz is usually a good start. If the layer feels too hard or modern, soften it with drum bus or saturator. On the drum bus, a subtle chain can do a lot. EQ8 to clean up the mud and harshness. Drum bus with low drive and careful boom if you need some glue and bite. Saturator for a bit of thickness, not destruction. And utility, if you want to check mono or control width. Think in small moves. In drum and bass, a little extra density goes a long way. Now we get into the real movement, ghost notes and micro variation. This is the difference between a loop and a roller. Add low velocity ghost snares before the main backbeats. Put hat fragments on off-grid subdivisions. Drop in one or two broken fragments in bar 2 to suggest a fill without actually breaking the groove. Try applying swing lightly. If you have a groove that feels right, don't force it hard. Use groove pull gently, often somewhere in the 10 to 35% range, and audition it before committing. Apply the groove more to ghosts and small fragments than to the main snare. The main snare should stay stable. That's your anchor. Everything else can lean around it. This is also where contrast becomes your secret weapon. A strong roller often has a slightly more assertive first bar and a looser second bar, or the other way around. The point is not symmetry. The point is pressure and release. The listener should feel like the phrase is breathing. Once the sequencing feels good, shape the drum bus. Group the drum tracks and process them together. Keep it light. Remove sub-rumble below about 25 to 35 Hz. Tame any harshness around 5 to 8 kHz if needed. Use glue compressor with a slower attack and medium release, but keep the gain reduction modest, usually around 1 to 3 dB. That's enough to bind the drums together without flattening their bounce. If the break feels too spiky, soften it at the source. Reduce the attack on the loudest slices, or compress the whole break lightly instead of trying to flatten every hit individually. And if the hats are piercing, automate a small EQ dip or some dynamic control in the top band. The goal is unified, not overcooked. Now zoom out and think arrangement. A great roller drum part evolves over time. We're not just making a two-bar loop and hoping it lasts. We're creating an eight-bar arc. A strong structure might go like this. Bars 1 and 2 introduce the full break in a restrained way. Bars 3 and 4 add ghost note density and maybe a little hat lift. Bars 5 and 6 bring in a fill variation or an extra pickup. Bars 7 and 8 either strip things back briefly or twist into a turnaround that sets up the next section. Use automation to make that happen. Automate drum chain volume for accent moves. Automate auto filter on the break bus for toil shifts. Throw a bit of reverb onto select ghost hits instead of washing out the whole kit. And in the last bar, you can raise saturator drive or drum bus drive slightly for a little lift. A simple but powerful move is to high pass the break gently during a build, then open it up on the drop. You can also automate a narrow EQ dip around the upper mids for tension, then restore brightness when the phrase lands. Even a single delay throw on one ghost snare at the end of bar 4 or 8 can make the whole sequence feel more composed. And always, always think about how the drums and bass relate. A timeless roller only works if the drums and bass own separate zones. If your bass line is busy in the low mids, don't crowd that area with unnecessary kick layers or snare body. If the bass hits on the offbeat, make sure the hats aren't fighting it. Let the two parts converse. Check the whole thing in mono as well. Use utility and listen for phase issues or stereo smear. If the break collapses badly in mono, reduce width or check your layers. The low end should stay centered and controlled. The drums should support the bass, not compete with it. And here's a really useful habit. Check the groove at different volumes. If the pattern only feels exciting when it's loud, it may be too busy. A good roller should still feel like it's moving even when the monitoring is quieter. That's a sign the structure is solid, not just energetic. For darker or heavier DNB, you can push the edge a little further. Add subtle saturator or drum bus drive to the drum group for grime. Keep ghost snares a bit darker than the main hit. Leave a few missing 16 THs in the top layer so the negative space adds weight. If you want more urgency, try a crushed parallel drum chain and blend it in quietly. You'll miss it when it's muted, but you shouldn't really hear it as a separate effect. You can also get creative with a three-state drum rack. Make one chain for the bass groove, one for a lifted variation, and one for a fill or turnaround version. Then switch between them with chain selector movement or clip automation. That's a really strong way to make a loop feel composed rather than repeated. And don't forget the long game. Every 8 or 16 bars, flip one tiny detail, add a hat, remove a kick, reverse a chop, twitch the snare identity for a fill. These small changes keep the ear engaged without blowing up the identity of the groove. A great exercise is to build a 16-bar roller drum arrangement with just one sliced break, no more than two reinforcement layers, and at least two automation moves. Include one intentional empty moment where the drums pull back. If the groove still feels like the same tune after resampling and re-editing one bar, then you're thinking like a proper DMB programmer.